Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. Joe is here. Rob is there. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. And the toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Throughout our show, you're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com, as about a half a dozen folks have done, so we'll try to get to as many of those as possible. Or you can text us at 70236, as one individual has done, and we'll read that on the radio as our show progresses as well. We're glad to say that we have two Republican candidates for Snyder County Commissioner in our studio, so we'll devote the first half hour of our program to that. Chuck Steininger is here. Of course, you would know him as the owner of Steininger's Dry Cleaning. He's a volunteer firefighter. He's the fire chief in Crotzerville.
Big metropolis.
Right. Well, I always get you in the wrong town. I always send you up to the township up the road for to put your chief there. But the fire chief in Crotzerville as well. Somewhat active in the Republican Party. Busy at your church. I mean, your name pops up over a couple places I see.
Yeah. I've been very active in the community, and it's always been a big part of interest to me. And I think it passes down through my family. My father, he's marking his 96th birthday and finishing up a 37-year term as a township supervisor, so I'm pretty impressed with that. So.
Wow. Holy smokes. Well, you got good longevity. Well, my father's 97. He says, well, you just get to 96 and you be very careful after that.
Well, my father said he has his calendar filled out until 99, so we'll see what happens.
I'd like him to give my wife a call. She says to me, at 75, I shouldn't be running for mayor again.
The unexpired term of Joe McGrath.
She's afraid I'm going to expire in the middle of the term.
So Chuck Steininger is here, and he's running for Snyder County Commissioner on the Republican ticket, and his running mate is here, Joe Kantz, who's an incumbent Snyder County Commissioner, Republican, singer in True Heart. What's your title at North Shore?
Business and Development Manager.
Business and Development Manager, North Shore Railroad. That doesn't really encapsulate all the things you do. What else is kind of on your resume?
Oh, my. What isn't on my resume?
You're busy.
He does nice woodworking.
Father. Oh, well. I have the missing fingertip to prove that I'm a woodworker. I'm a member of the stub club.
Okay. Father. Is he a father?
Father, husband, active in my church. And
musician.
And musician. Not a very good musician, but, I try.
And sing.
I love to sing.
You got good pipes, so that works out.
Not so much this morning. The allergies are holding me back.
Well, that's good, because we ain't going to ask you to sing.
That that's works good.
Out. Well, we'll start with you. Sort of introduce this joint campaign and tell us what kind of leadership we can expect if you both get elected.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I just heard the ad on the radio this morning coming in here. So I think the tagline really does sum it up for Chuck and I's campaign. Really, more leadership. It's important as a county government that we have good, solid, professional leadership. And when I look at the slate of candidates, I just really feel we've got the most going on as far as leadership ability and experience. Experience is really key, Mark. It's not just about experience of government, but it's experience in running businesses, managing people, relationships, all of those things that we gather from our experience in life. It's not just running businesses, it's life experience, which really adds to what we can do to become better leaders and motivate people. Today, let's face it, today's workforce is a bit challenging, and we were just having this conversation on the way in this morning. I mean, every day, it's a new day. Some people may need a little motivation to get when they get to work, and we want to put a smile on their face and make them be the best employee that they can be, just like we have to do with ourselves.
What's interesting about this race is, and I'm not speaking negatively, but if you don't get elected, there won't be anybody there with experience.
Well, and really, you know, people ask me, why am I running again? Really, it's... Folks, I got to tell you, I mean, I've had countless opportunities that I could be doing a lot better financially for my family to go elsewhere. But I'm a public servant. This is something that I wanted to do since I was 12 years old. And because of my commitment to the voters, the taxpayers, and the employees of the county, I really feel compelled to at least be there for some continuity, because the other two commissioners aren't running, so that it could potentially be three brand new commissioners. And this is one of my problems, and this is one of the things I aim to try and change over the next 4 years with legislation. And I don't know if it's going to happen or not. It's going to be an uphill battle. I don't think we should have all three commissioners up for election at the same time, because you have no continuity when you have three brand new commissioners, and you need some of that experience to keep things moving.
Chief clerk, right?
Absolutely.
You had a transition there, so you don't have sort of legacy institution, and he's one of the commissioners not running.
Right. And I have to say, I mean, our chief clerk and county administrator, Tony Phillips, is just doing an excellent job. He was a great addition to our staff. And that's what I've told people. You know, I'm fortunate. You know, I've been ridiculed for not being in the office enough. Well, guess what? A good commissioner doesn't have his butt sitting in the chair all 40 hours a week. He's out and about. He's in the community. He's working with businesses. He's working on economic development. And I've been doing that. And even like our ad says, I would hope, quite positively. We're seeing a lot of growth in Snyder County.
Chuck, how did you get started in all this?
Well, it wasn't like I woke up and said, hey, you know, I want to run for commissioner. I mean, I've always been involved in some form or shape of public service, you know, obviously through the fire department, through churches, through municipal authority in Jackson Township. And, you know, just over the last couple of years, you know, I've been blessed with a very good business and great people a great staff to work with. So, I guess it, you know, you come to that point in life and you continue to want to give back. And I know when Joe had approached me about a possibility of running. You know, I dug in my heels pretty hard, very hard, a matter of fact. But then the more I thought about this, I thought, you know, I've always been devoted to public service and helping people. And anybody who knows me, I'm the type of person that they can call up and, you know, I'll be there. And I thought, hey, you know, this might not be a bad fit, you know. I mean, I've been very fortunate with my business and grown it to a certain level. And, you know, and I think at this point in my life, yeah, I would. I'm ready to give back to the area, and you know, with Joe, I looked at his experience, impressed with the way he's worked with the county and the things that he's accomplished at the county, and I thought, what a better running mate and to learn from, because government. Government is one way and business is another way to running things. And, you know, I might have the business experience and I'm sure I can bring a lot of that to the county. But also, I would like to learn a lot from Joe about the county and how government it works.
Well, and I think the business experience, I know you have the municipal experience, you explained that, and the fire chief experience, but the business experience, then you're dealing with people. What, about 30 people work for Steininger?
Yeah, we have about 32 employees, and as Joe said, we were just talking today about the different things that come up, and it seems like when I was at the plant earlier today, you know, there was some mood change when I got there. So that, you know, I know you have to deal with different people and their moods. And
you'll be able to parlay that to the county level. You also have to operate in the black.
yeah. That's always
as
a big
does
thing.
The county.
Exactly. And that, I think that's where I come with experience of managing a a budget. You know, is it a $22 million budget that I have? No, it's not $22 million, but I would like to have my business there. But we're not at that level, but we are at a significant level that, you know, so the numbers are important. I know where, what we need to look forward to as far as equipment, what's going to be the best investment for not, you know, like my business, but also for the county. What's going to work for the needs of the county?
Well, you both have other fish to fry. You have your business, and Joe, you have the railroad. Is Snyder County's commissioner, is it a full-time job?
Yeah, it absolutely is, and you know, my response to that has been the same, and my track record proves this out. Full-time is defined by many different people, many different ways. And I've told some of the other candidates this who've tried to make this an issue. If you're not willing to drop everything at any time of day, at any given moment's notice, then maybe you're not cut out to be a full-time commissioner or a commissioner at all. Because being a commissioner is not a 40-hour-a-week job. It's a 24/7 job. Your commissioner, when you go to the grocery store and people want to talk about issues, and if you don't believe me, ask my wife, who had to stand there for 2 hours listening to me talk. Your commissioner, when you're in the garden, like Monday night for me trying to get some gardening done after work, and spent 4 hours on the phone, 3 hours of that with my dinner plate sitting in front of me waiting to eat dinner, when my wife finally took my phone away from me and said, "Now you've been on the phone 4 hours, you eat your dinner."
just like a kid.
Just like a kid. So it truly is a responsible, you have to be responsible and ready to serve at any minute of the day, all day long.
Chuck's never had a meal interrupted by emergencies anywhere, correct?
Let me count the ways, yeah.
So you're saying a 40-hour week is not the way you should measure this job?
You can't measure it by hours in the week. I mean, I look back, I kept track the first 2 years I was in office. I spent an average of 55 hours a week just in the office and at events for the county. I stopped doing that because it was just taking up too much time just to keep track of it all. I can give you an example. I mean, and Chuck's starting to get a glimpse of it just being on the campaign. We were out three or four nights last week,
right,
where we were at events and fundraisers. And not only were we there, we were contributing with our own private funds, you know, out of our own pocket. It was not a cheap night for me at one of the fundraisers.
But your wife was happy.
My wife was happy. But, you know, here's another thing, too, Joe. You know, this is something that doesn't get talked about. I believe that I'm a public servant, so much so that I'm dedicated to the job enough that, let's take mileage, for example. In many counties and in our county in the past, commissioners would write off every single mile that they would reimburse themselves for mileage. I do reimburse myself for mileage when I go to conferences three times a year. That's all I do.
Long trips.
I can tell you that I've calculated just quickly in my head, I've probably saved the county about $15,000 in the last 12 years for mileage that I could have turned in, but I chose not to. I mean, I put about 20,000 miles a year on my vehicle, my personal vehicle, and other than a couple hundred miles for conferences, I don't charge the county a dime. And my employees should, because it's not their responsibility to pay for trips in their personal vehicle. I don't do that.
What are you finding, both of you, are the issues that Snyder County voters are concerned about when electing the next group of county commissioners? What are they talking to you about?
Yeah.
Well, I think what I'm hearing, you know, I hear people saying about businesses, you know, having business, but, you know, as a business owner, I can testify and having jobs available, there are jobs out there. Plenty of jobs out there right now. It's just, as a business owner, it's finding the qualified people right now.
For example, every time I go to Steininger's, they ask me if I'd like to come work behind the counter.
Yeah, we're still working on that.
Or drive. Yeah. I know. He's trying to wear me down.
Might be a better career choice for you.
I got to be able to do something.
You'd be a
You can get free ties cleaned, you know.
So. I know. I have 100 ties there right now.
And heaven knows you spill enough on them.
Anyway.
But and I know everyone seems to be picking up on the internet and the broadband, and I know that is very important. It's been something that Joe has looked into and has been working on, and I myself would like am very interested in that, because when businesses look at an area, they also look at the infrastructure, what's available, and I know broadband is a big necessity and attraction to bring businesses to the area, and it just keeping younger people here. I know people are interested about that. So am I. I mean, I would love nothing better than, you know, have someone that's off to college and they're, hey, I want to come back to this area and you know, start my career here in this area. And so I think the opportunity to have the proper businesses available for those people would be great.
Right. Other key issues.
Yeah, I mean, and talking about business and economic development, the best thing, and I've always said this, that county commissioners can do to attract new business and expand current businesses is to keep a low tax base. You know, we need to expand our tax base by keeping taxes low. And we've done that in Snyder County. It's not easy to do. Joe, you know, running being a mayor and running budgets, today it's not easy to keep the status quo on budgets. And we've tried to do our best at that over the past 12 years in Snyder County. And I know Chuck's going to bring even more experience from the budgeting process with having his, you know, many, many years of over 30 years of owning a business. So I look forward to that.
All right. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. And we're going to open up the phone lines. Anybody who has questions for Snyder County Commissioner candidates Chuck Steininger and Mr. Joe Kantz can call us 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemarket@kok.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, phones are open, 1-800-795-9565.
What do you guys see as the major problem facing Snyder County in the next 2 years, say, and how would you address it?
Well, Chuck started to touch on this a little bit, and this is not a problem that's going to be solved overnight, Joe, and that is workforce. We have jobs available in the county and the region as a whole, and there are good jobs available that people are trying to fill, and I know this because I talk to business owners every day, and getting qualified employees is consistently the number one answer when I ask them what their biggest problem is as business owners. This problem is not going away quickly, and it starts in the home. I'm sorry, I know that's not what people want to hear, but it starts at home. You've got to start to teach your children. Number one, love your kids. We talked about mental health during the break. Mental health, biggest contributor to mental health, in my opinion, is not having a child that's loved at their home. You've got to love your kids and take care of them and teach them right from wrong. And number two, you've got to teach them that you can't just sit on the sofa and play video games. You've got to teach them chores and learn to work.
Well, Chuck, you're in this area, so the Susquehanna Valley Mall is making news now that it might go into receivership, and certainly the number of stores and business opportunities there have declined over the years. What about the economic impact of things like that, and how would you guys work to overcome that in the county?
Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, that would have an economic impact, not only just for the whole area, but for tax purposes. Obviously, that would be an issue. I know people have approached me about that, and you know, I'm sure there's lots of ideas out there for it. And I would be an opponent of seeing it repurposed, to a certain extent. You know, I The mall ideas have changed over the years. You know, we've gone from inside to turning them out inside out, and I have ideas for it. You know, I know Family Practice has purchased the Sears building, and I think that's a great start. And I think I really feel that it will be there will be a buyer, and my personal opinion. And I think there will be a better use for it that's a good use that'll come out of it.
How about the economic impact of the Susquehanna Valley Thruway project on Snyder County? Are you looking for big things or bad things after it's completed?
You know, with all good comes bad, and so you have to prepare for that. But I believe that, if you look at the past, let's say, 5 years, we've seen over $1.5 billion of infrastructure and improvements made in our area via the power plant, via new businesses that are moving to town. We've got one. I've got a ribbon cutting here, a groundbreaking in a week or two with Bright Farms. They're going to be investing $20 million into their facility. We've got another facility that was purchased recently. They are investing $6 million in an expansion. There's a new nursing home being talked about in the county. It was in the paper this past week. They're looking at like $8 million. I mean, there's a lot of things happening in Snyder County, and it's millions of dollars of private people investment that's coming into our county. So there's a lot of good things happening. I hear people say there's no jobs, and I'm like, have you driven up and down the strip lately with your eyes open? I mean, there's signs everywhere, help wanted. And the other thing, I don't talk about this much because it's not in Snyder County, but as county commissioners, we succeed more when we think not just about our county, but about our region. Because let's face it, look at the number of people in Snyder County that work outside of our county, and vice versa, people that from other counties that work in Snyder County. We've got to have a regional approach when it comes to economic development. Just because something does or doesn't locate in our county doesn't mean it's not good. You look at some of the operations that have opened up in Union County, which I played a part in, $75 million investment from one company. Their average starting wage, $26 an hour.
Well, Chuck, same questions. This idea, what kind of an opportunity does a potential change of hands for the Susquehanna Valley Mall present? What are the major issues in Snyder County?
I think with the change of the mall, I think comes with someone new owning. Obviously, with new ideas, fresher ideas coming in with it, and hopefully, when they're buying it, they have an idea of they did some financial studies on it, and I think they would look at the area that, hey, this is a growing area, and there is potential there. And I think that's a great opportunity for the mall, and whether it's repurposed or remains a mall, I'm not sure. But either way, I think there's a great opportunity to use the mall right now in this area.
All right. Closing comments from you both. We'll start with you. You get a minute to talk about the important things that you wish to summarize.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think, the things that are going on right now, I think the talk of bringing other business in is important, but we also have a lot of great businesses here right now, mm-hmm. a lot of great businesses. I would personally am in favor of seeing, working with the continuing businesses that are here and see what their needs are, trying to figure out what their needs are. Is there anything that the county can do to assist them, whether it's in education? I mean, we have two great universities. We have a great tech school in New Berlin. And, there's so much that can be offered here that to businesses that I think is very important. As Joe has done with the county and keeping the taxes in check and watching the budget, and it's very important.
All right, 1 minute, please.
I know we had a question we didn't have time to answer.
How to lower taxes?
Yes,
is
how
the
to lower
question.
Taxes, and I can tell you that the first and only promise that I've ever made as a candidate is that I will do the best job that I can do. I don't believe in people getting up saying, I'm going to lower taxes or I'm not going to raise taxes. You don't know what you're going to do until you see what happens in front of you. And sometimes you have no choice in the matter because of mandates and things like that. But I will tell you this. I've been working on this in my mind, and I really believe wholeheartedly our debt will be completely paid off in February of next year as a county. That saves us about $500,000 payment every year that we've been paying for 20 years or more. I truly believe that within 2 years' time, we have a renovation project next year, which is going to take up that money. I really believe that in 2 years' time, there is a chance that Snyder County will have, since I've been here, first reduced tax year in budget. That's not easy to do nowadays, and like I said, I make no promises, but I do believe it's possible if we continue to hold the line and get back to reevaluating what we're spending, and we need a reevaluation after the last 18 months, I believe we can do it.
I'll bring the cake.
Snyder County, you're a full-time commissioner, part-timer at the railroad.
Correct, that's right.
To be clear, yeah. Okay, because I said that's one of your other hats you wear, but that's a part-time hat. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Yes, thank you both.
Where can I get more information about the campaign?
Call us, look us up on Facebook.
Facebook, okay. Yeah. Cats and Steininger.
No cats.
No. Cats and Steininger on Facebook.
Just dogs, Mark, no cats.
All right. We're coming back with Open Phone shortly on WKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings and welcome on board the WKOK live telephone talk show On the Mark. I am Mark Lawrence. Joe McGranahan is here. We had a political candidate, Joe, in the studio a little bit earlier. He's out the door, but we'll have more folks running for office here in the days and weeks ahead. Also, we'll have some political candidates on our Sunrise show as well. You're listening to On the Mark, WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. On the Mark, sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. You can check them out at sunburymotors.com. Our hometown pharmacy's toll-free line is open. Call us 1-800-795-9565. The toll-free line is sponsored by the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Mount Pleasant Mills, the Norrie Pharmacy, Lewisburg Pharmacy, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, and Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg. Let's tell you a little bit about the hometown pharmacies. You get personalized service on a first-name basis. Every dollar spent locally gets locally spent 10 times over. That means you can support many people in your local community by supporting the hometown pharmacies. They then in turn support local sports teams, fundraising, churches, charities, you name it. So the whole town gets raised up by that $1 you spend in a hometown pharmacy. And guess what? The whole town, that high tide raises all ships in that community. Eventually somebody sends it to CVS and they send it to China. But really the important thing is that if you're going to the Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Trutz Pharmacy in Mifflinburg, the Norrie Pharmacy on Route 147, Duke Street, Northumberland, Bloomsburg Medicine Shop, Lewisburg Pharmacy. You are super serving yourself with wonderful service, but you're also super serving your community. It helps you out when you help your whole community at the hometown pharmacy. We invite you to call the hometown pharmacy toll-free line, 1-800-795-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. That's our Text Connect system. We send breaking national or local news, road closures, tornadic weather warnings to you. For example, we've had two Text Connect in the past 24 hours, one that several roads were closed around here. All those roads that we were text connecting are back open. In the news, City of Sunbury looking for a new police chief again. Finally, the Tim Miller job has expired. The job posting now listed under the employment tab on the city's website. Applications due June 14th. The city has six full-time officers. Brad Hare is the officer in charge at the moment. The city's looking for a new police chief. $10,000 worth of Brand new books are going to all three elementary schools in the Milton Area School District, donated by individuals who work for Microsoft. This after the devastating loss of $100,000 worth of books due to mold issues last year. In an inspiring story, Microsoft Corporation decided to step up when they heard about the fact that the books were gone. Now the kids get new books.
The best part is seeing the smiles and the excitement on the students' faces when they see these books. When they see some of their favorites are back on the shelf, our students love reading and they love seeing the newer titles that they selected. So this is their library and we make that a point.
Carrie Killian is the district's library media specialist. She is already on one of the advisory boards at Microsoft and mentioned it to one of the individuals on the board that they had lost the books due to mold, so Microsoft stepped up. They've also produced an inspiring video that you can link to on WKOK's Facebook page. About a dozen of Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's senior aides are really happy they stayed on for the second term. They're getting big pay raises. For some of them, it's their second pay raise in the past year, and the pay raises range from $25,000 to $33,000. I'm not telling you that's not what their salaries are. That's what the raise is worth. For some of them, it's a more than 30% salary increase. The recipients include members of the Democratic governor's public relations staff and deputy chiefs of staff who coordinate between the governor's office and various executive branch departments. Wolf's office says he approved the raises late last year after winning re-election. Five deputy chiefs of staff saw their salaries increase by more than a quarter to $148,000. A Wolf spokesman, J.J. Abbott, says not to worry. Those increases are actually what similar employees earn in the private sector, and they reflect the individual's responsibility. For example, the director of Governor Wolf's scheduling office, according to PennLive.com, didn't just receive one raise after the governor's re-election. She received two. Betsy Phillips saw her salary increase by $1,467 to $93,000 in January. Then in February, she got her second raise of the year, a $31,000 increase in the governor's office. So much for the Tom Wolf austerity. And she's not allowed to take any gifts anyway, but what do you call it when your boss gives you a $31,000
raise? That's a gift.
All right, finally, voters narrowly made Denver the first U.S. city in the nation to decriminalize psilocybin, the active ingredient in mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms, or magic mushrooms, we used to call them. Decriminalization led by a slim 51% of the vote, according to preliminary figures on Tuesday's election. As many as 1,300 votes were still uncounted by the end of the day. Final election results come out. But anyway, some of the leaders say that I think today's outcome really demonstrates the conversation is going to continue and the world is ready for it, said Cindy Sovine, chief political strategist for the campaign to decriminalize magic mushrooms. She says, quote, psychedelics are already here. Now we can start to have the conversation about using them mindfully, unquote. Organizers turned to the same strategy that marijuana activists used to decriminalize pot possession in the city in 2005. The move was followed by statewide legalization in 2012. A number of other states have also since broadly allowed marijuana sales and recreational use by adults of marijuana. So you can go to Denver and pop some magic mushrooms. Joe, are you into hallucinogenics?
No, this is enough for me doing this show every day. Some days I think I'm in the middle of a hallucination.
That's a bad dream. No, it's a nightmare.
No, seriously.
Wake up, Joe.
I think it's a bad idea. Come on. What do we need? We have all these opioid problems. Now we're going to start encouraging people to use magic mushrooms.
Right. And because of the fact that we have old white men who can better decide how we spend our time and what we put in our bodies, that's why we have Joe and the Republicans around so that they can better decide what we do in our spare time.
Yes, and we love you, you wonderful liberals who just want to put everything possible in your bodies, and you don't care whether you're walking around non-compass menace or in a daze, you know, just so you get your high, that's all you care about.
Or in psychosis. Dr. Pagana talked about that in Northumberland last evening.
That was with respect to marijuana.
Right, legalized marijuana.
But seriously, Mark, you got to realize there's so many things going on in the world. We need more responsible people making sure that they make valid and responsible choices with their lives.
Right. We have got to control other people's bodies, because if they leave it up to themselves, they won't make the decisions that I agree with, and that's bad for them. Okay, Joe. Come on.
It is bad for them. Suppose you decided you wanted to start taking fertility pills for some strange reason. You don't know what effect they might have on your body.
What?
You know, so somebody has to say to you, Mark, you can't do that. You can't take those pills. They're not for you. We won't prescribe them for you. Mm-hmm. You can't have them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't go into a drugstore and say, give me heart medicine. A doctor has to prescribe it. There has to be some medically valid reason for you to take a drug. Mm-hmm. And I think that applies to things for recreational use as well. There should be some medical value to what it is you're taking.
We are concerned that you might have some fun with your friends at a party at your house, so therefore...
Well, you have alcohol for that.
Again, cigarettes. Well, I guess
they don't alcohol make and
high.
Cigarettes. But seriously, I mean, there have got to be some limits. I agree with you that, you know, what people do with their own body is largely their responsibility. But I believe in some instances, society has a vested interest in making sure that you don't abuse it too badly, such as abortion, taking mushrooms, taking illegal drugs.
Right, because we know what's good for you. We've decided that
you've absolutely hit the nail on the head. We do know what's better for you than you do yourself if you want to take those things.
You only think you know what's better for you. In reality, I think people are smart enough to make their own decisions and decide what they put into their body without a bunch of Republicans saying, no,
and
hey, I don't think that's good for you.
Representatives, they have decided these things are illegal.
Don't smoke,
and they
don't
have said
drink,
that you
no
cannot
mushrooms,
take them.
No pot. We understand your life and your body and your times and your activities so much better than you. We've got to make all your decisions for you because
let's take all the laws off the book. Then why not have a good bank robbery every now and then? And you want to knock off somebody that offended you? Why go ahead and bump them off? We don't need laws. We don't need rules.
Well, doesn't a bank robbery have a victim? Like the bank?
And doesn't taking a drug have a victim?
No.
Like you?
No. No, I think if a person wants to get high on a magic mushroom, they should be able
to. So if we find you standing on the edge of the new bridge across the Susquehanna River up here at Winfield, and you're going to jump, we should just blow the horn and say, have a nice trip down, Mark. We have no vested interest in seeing you safe.
Well, I think if people are in crisis, you should help them, whether it's a mental health dilemma.
I submit to you that you're in crisis if you're taking drugs.
Now, I think people, you know, it's almost an arrogance, this idea that, you know, we have there's only one way to properly live your life. It's to get elected as mayor and to wear starched shirts and to vote on things appropriately, to stay Republican, and you cannot put anything in your body that would enhance your feelings or
so
no
you don't
drugs
think there's
or
a
alcohol.
Democrat in this country that feels that taking illegal drugs is wrong? I disagree with you. I know many fine Democrats who are on my side of this issue.
Well, I'm just using you as an example. I'm making you a caricature of the and type of individual that decides for other people
as
what's
is
good
your
for them.
Want. I mean, you do that all the time, but I'm used to it at this point.
All right, what? Talk to this person, please.
Dan, you're on the mark.
Good morning, everybody. Hey, I'm wondering, Joe. First place, I got to call you Big Government Joe. You've got the government watching over women's lives, whether they should have an abortion or not. You've got people stopping folks from having recreational marijuana because you know nothing about it. And now I want to know how much you know about psilocybin mushrooms.
I know that they're hallucinogenic and that they are illegal or
only,
have been illegal.
Only because you heard it a
time.
Couple seconds ago. You didn't know that 5 minutes ago.
I did know that 5 minutes ago. You know, it's not in our interest.
That's your depth of knowledge.
Well, suppose
of something
people
that you have decided what I should or shouldn't do something about. I happen not to do psilocybin, but.
Well, then,
why
personally, I believe
world,
I believe you should take magic mushrooms.
Somebody's rule when you know nothing about it.
I think you should take magic mushrooms. It would do you a world of good.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Have
do you want
have
a serious
blast.
Discussion or this?
Well, you're the one that started being unserious by saying that just because I don't have personal experience with magic mushrooms, I have no right to have an opinion about their effect on others. Mm-hmm. I do
you
have that right.
You have every right to have an opinion, Joe, and you well know that. But you have no right, in my estimation, to say, I don't like it, so you can't have it.
It's
not. That is not the way we run this country, although we do way too often, I suspect.
So, again, I go back to my analogy. We find Mark standing on the edge of a bridge ready to jump off. We just wave at him and say, have a nice trip down. We don't have any vested interest in society of protecting people from some of their worst impulses.
Where do you get the idea he's going to be standing on the edge of a bridge?
I'm using that as an analogy.
Where did you come up with that idea?
The person is attempting to commit suicide, then, and your reaction is they have every right to do what they want to do with their body. I'm saying we have, as a society, a vested interest in protecting people from their worst impulses.
Thank you, Dad. It's so nice of you to speak to us this way. I will remember your care for us.
Well, and if I ever see you on the edge of that bridge, then, I will stop and ask you to come in off the ledge.
Let me ask you, how did you get to a bridge from psilocybin mushrooms?
Because
you just sound like you're trying to.
No,
make
you're missing the whole point. Society has an interest in protecting you from yourself sometimes. Now, there is a line there to be drawn, and maybe you and I disagree about where that line should be drawn, or maybe you don't want to draw it at all. But I do. I think society has an interest in protecting unborn children. It has an interest in protecting you from taking drugs which might lead you to destroy yourself and maybe harm others.
Okay. Big government, expensive government, man. I know that you've been that way, but it always surprises me when you admit it.
He admits it. All right. Thank you so much, Stan. Appreciate the call. Dale, stand by.
I think you ought to learn a little bit more about psilocybin mushrooms, Joe, before you make a statement that I was at one of the marijuana meetings with the lieutenant governor. The first guy that started off, a good friend of ours, Stan Zellers, read an article that has been so disproven that it's not even used anymore. We had two physicians who said that they saw people with psychosis who used marijuana. I've been around that sort of thing all of my life, and I haven't seen that. In one way or another, there are people who are psychotic. Some of those people do use a drug, be it psilocybin or THC or whatever it might be. But that is a problem that is not in your purview to take care of. We need to have people being taken care of because we care about them, and they should do what they want to as long as they're not harming others. And we don't need your help, Joe.
Well, then, you need to think seriously about this issue, because there have been many people, many medical experts, particularly Dr. John Pagano, who have spoken out very eloquently on this topic, and I certainly think as a man of science, his opinion would be worth more than yours or mine, and you always say, follow the science.
Absolutely. Now, let me tell you this. You'll find many, many studies that tell John Pagano that he doesn't know what he's talking about. And that is something that can be proven. He has I have no idea where it comes from, because in actual life, it appears like, you know, people are psychotic occasionally. That's not having to do with any drug. That's just the way they are. There's no question about that. But what is it caused by? Well, probably not psilocybin. And probably not THC.
All right, we got you, Dan. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for letting me talk.
All right, appreciate the call. 1-800-795-9565. We've got two callers waiting. We got to take a quickie break to stay on schedule. We will be right back.
Hometown, such a warm and friendly word, a place of comfort, confidence, and friendship. And as the song goes, everybody knows your name. In today's culture of fast food service and big box mentality, it's nice to know that we can still rely on the warm and friendly comfort of Hometown Pharmacy. There's one near you. Friendly, knowledgeable staff that not only know you by name, but know your meds and know what's best for you, right down to the over-the-counter meds for those quick day-in, day-out situations that may arise. Your Hometown Pharmacy. That hometown feel that we all want. Hometown pharmacies, like the Lewisburg Pharmacy, North 2nd Street, Lewisburg. Shade Mountain Pharmacy, Route 35, Mount Pleasant Mills. In Mifflinburg, it's Trutz Pharmacy on Chestnut Street. Bloomsburg, it's the Bloomsburg Medicine Shop on Market Street. And the Norrie Pharmacy, Duke Street, Northumberland. Your hometown is calling you. Your independent hometown pharmacy. Every season, every day.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, we're going right to the phones. We're talking about legalizing drugs, but some people say, no, I don't do anything. We know so much about what's better for you.
That's what you say. Don't do anything. I say do something. You say don't do something.
Yeah, don't do or do something.
Anyway, Harry, you're on the mark.
Yeah, well, I'm not here to extol the virtues or lack of virtue with the marijuana thing, but this thing with the hallucinogenic, the mushroom thing, that I find very bothersome. In what parallel universe would taking hallucinogenics and then letting somebody walk outside around traffic or be around sharp objects, how would that be good for anybody? And use real small words and talk slow, because I'm not going to get it when you tell me.
Well, okay? I think it's like,
I'm not going to grasp it.
It would be a civil freedom that people have to do what they want to. Understand that. People are free to do what they want to. It's just like alcohol. You're free to drink in your home until you fall over, but you're not allowed to operate a motor vehicle that way, and you're not allowed to, you shouldn't operate machinery. There's probably a law against it, an OSHA law or something.
But there are people who do.
Right, and it's illegal, and they right? shouldn't do it, and they do get hurt, but that's their prerogative.
Exactly. So because we can't stop somebody from doing it, let's just make it legal and then turn them loose out on society is basically what they're saying here. Go for a walk on that short, for a bridge that's not completed. And, you know, if you happen to walk off, it was your right to do it.
The short pier.
Everybody has a civil freedom. But when you are, if you are to the point where you are putting somebody in danger, now you have violated their civil freedom worse than not allowing them to do something.
Right. What do they
endangering
say?
Endangering society.
What do
is
they say?
Than saying you can't do it.
My right to swing my arms around stops at your nose, kind of thing.
I don't know if I guess that works, but yeah.
Well, let's ask Mark. Mark.
It just doesn't seem right to me that we're worrying about stopping opioid addiction. And yet everything else should be legal. I mean, let's not worry about stopping any of it then. Let's be honest about what it is.
Let's look at this situation. Mark's in his home, having decided to take all these mushrooms and become completely hallucinogenic. Somebody walks in, finds him babbling incoherently on the floor, calls an ambulance. Should we say, I'm sorry, we're not coming for him. He made a decision to take those drugs, and so it's his right. Let him have fun there. Or do we take him to the hospital and try to bring him back to some sensibility?
You'd have to make me...
That would be a hard job, I know.
Well, the right thing, obviously, is to take him back. But anymore, it's everybody's civil freedom and everything else just to be whatever you want to be. So if he wants to be a babbling idiot, let him lay there. If he swallows his tongue and chokes to death, well, I guess that was his civil freedom, right? I mean, that's the level it's come to. Well, and that's a crying shame.
It's like going back to the 60s again, the late 60s, and LSD with Dr. Timothy Leary saying, tune in, turn on, and drop out.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be honest. I was a child of the 70s and the 80s, mostly the 70s. But, I mean, I got to tell you, when I came of age, there weren't many things I didn't try. But I don't sit here now and tell you that, hey, you know what, I want to do it. I don't care it's illegal, it's my right to do it just because I want to do it. That's not a civil freedom. That's a choice of doing something that's harmful, and I guess that's your right. I guess to a point that's a civil freedom, but that's not good for anybody, society or you in general.
Well, I think it's, like I said, it's almost like the arrogance that individuals like yourself or Joe set up a set of standards that this is the way they behave, and it's a perfectly good standard. You know, your faith is strong. You don't let any outside substances get into your body. You live on the up and up. You work like a dog and make a good living and support your family and do that, and that you say that is the way to live. That's the only way. I don't want anybody to do any
variations.
I'm telling
you, that's the way for me to live.
No, 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 hold on. I don't want you say I don't want anybody to do any variations.
Other hand, tell me that because
hold on. I don't want you to do any variations. You have to live precisely as I've prescribed. You can't take any drugs I don't take. You can't. You can drink because I drink a little, so you can drink a little, but you can't drink a lot. You can't take any drugs. You can't do any magic mushrooms or smoke pot because I don't do that, so you can't do that. You can't have an abortion because I don't do that, so therefore you can't do that. You got to drive like I do. You got to live like I do. So that's all. It's just, you know, it's this idea that the way I'm doing it is 100% right, and any variation that you want to do is wrong.
And so the laws of the United States.
Yeah, my point, though, is that it's right for me. That I'm not saying it's right for you, but what I'm also asking, Mark, is for somebody to be fair and say, just because you think it's right for you, turn that around. You're saying because I choose not to do it and I tell you that I'm wrong. If you choose to do it and I don't want to do it, don't tell me I'm wrong. It's just not for me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, look, right. And we have laws that govern conduct all over the books in this country at all levels. Because we've decided...
Well, evidently, every law violates a civil freedom, so let's just get rid of all
of them. I think that's where Mark's headed. I didn't realize he was an anarchist. If he had a bomb in his hand, it would be the next thing.
I've already taken my mushrooms, and I'm a babbling idiot. So we have to get the next caller going here. But thank you so much, Harry. I appreciate the call. Always the voice of reason from Snyder County. Thank you, Harry.
Harry's gone.
Oh, there we go. He's gone. All right. 1-800-795-9565. One of our listeners sends us a note. Please.
Says, good morning. What's going on here? People want to get high for pain relief. Children are up in arms in Harrisburg to raise the age on smoking tobacco to 21. What does that tell us? Teach the children well, and they will learn.
All right. Dale, you're treading on thin ice here. Last time you were on, you besmirched a local business, said they were doing something illegal, which, of course, they were not. So,
well, I mean, okay, well, they weren't, because I seen what I seen.
No,
what
didn't.
You saw
you
was
didn't.
Bags of tobacco, and you should be very careful before you start accusing people of selling illegal drugs.
On top
drugs.
Of the counter, not on the side of the counter. I mean, I they said they called it hemp and zero THC, but I did see something looked like buds, but I just...
If I discriminated against someone,
I'm sorry about that. But,
no,
but
just get your facts straight. That's all we ask.
Yep, okay. Well, the whole thing is they're going on this listening tour, and the questions are going to be asked wrong. I mean, all someone has to ask is, when they're pushing this marijuana, is the guy representing on the listening tour, is he linked with other firms in order to receive royalties? Because that's, I mean, this guy's not wasting his time and doing this for voluntarily, so... You know, that's, I mean, basically he's selling snake oil and it's darkness. So,
darkness
and snake oil existed throughout time.
Gotcha.
And, I mean, I ain't got nothing against people's will or whatever, but if it's not going to benefit the people in our local area, like, I think we should have some kind of local auditor to see how much is being distributed in our local area and exactly how much royalties is getting kicked back into the community.
Valid
because
question.
I think there's bad questioning going on, and it's all scripted.
All right,
and
we
people
got
people going there on listening tour, the three hands that get raised are the ones that are all scripted.
Right,
just
so Dr. Pagana was just reading his script last night in Nori. I believe it.
Yeah, well, like I said, the Constitution was written by the people. It was an agreement between our elected leaders, and they said it's a constitutional crisis right now. I think we have a constitutional crisis and an election crisis because we're electing some bad brains. That's what I have to say.
All right, no argument there. All right, thank you so much, Dale. Appreciate the call. We're going to take another quickie break. We got open phones. We kind of got stuck on one particular topic. That
magic
is
mushrooms.
Right. Voters narrowly made Denver the first U.S. city to decriminalize psilocybin mushrooms, the psychoactive ingredient in magic mushrooms. Decriminalization led by a slim 51% of the vote, but actually not all the counting is done, so it wouldn't be impossible, I guess.
So
that,
let's
that
all
could
go out
overturned.
Into the woods and grab mushrooms and eat them. Oh, wait a second. That might be a bad idea. Some of them can kill you.
Yeah, that's. I don't think you get psilocybin mushrooms from the woods. That's just me. I wouldn't know. I never had one in my whole life. But after a while, I get tired of old white-haired Republicans saying, no, you must live like me. Do not do anything I don't do.
I get tired of wild-eyed Democrats looking at me and saying, I can take anything I want.
All right. Well, we have emails that relate to other topics. We'd love to get to those. So we'll take a quick break. We'll read a couple to two, three of those emails. We'll take more comers on the phones, 1-800-795-9565. We'll take more texts on the Text Connect system at 70236, and we'll take more emails sent to onthemark@wkok.com. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show, On the Mark. On the Mark brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership. You didn't know family had four syllables in it. Family-owned dealership since 1915. 4th Street, Sunbury, Routes 11 of 15, Hummel's Wharf. Find out tons more about them at sunburymotors.com. They want you to do as I've done. Go to the Quick Lane many times. I've taken our WKOK vehicle there. I've taken Rob's Edge. It is the Eagle 107. And Valley Edge out there. I've taken the XUV from 94KX over there. We've pumped them up with nitrogen. I got pumped up with nitrogen while I was there. I got them inspected, got them lined up, washed.
Is there nothing you won't take?
There is nothing I won't take to Sunbury Motors quickly, and that's true. I won't take my mower there. I go someplace else with that. But sunburymotors.com, the place to find out what they'll do for you and set up an appointment for the quick lane. Maybe you need, it's too late for the quick lane. Maybe your car just once and died once and for all. That's it. Then get a Ford, Hyundai, Kia, or Lincoln at the Sunbury Motor Company dealerships. They would just love to chit-chat with you. Talked to Tom Mertz on Monday night, and he said, yes, as predicted, the Ford Rangers are moving off a lot very fast as they get them in. People are buying them. They've sold quite a few of the XLTs, the Lariats. They haven't had the Raptor yet, so when they get one of them, they're going to have to come up on the hill to show me. But other than that, Sunbury Motor Company is taking care of the new vehicle. SunburyMotors.com, the place to get more information.
You a qualified buyer or just a tire kicker?
I'm a tire kicker until I get bridle approval, and then we go from there.
Okay. Good start.
All right. Well, we have open phones. We have some emails left over from yesterday. Joe, what's the build up on this, if you remember?
We were talking about yesterday. Cindy mentioned on the phone that she was forced to pay for things she didn't always want to pay for.
Oh, okay.
That's the point of this letter. John says, there are two principles which I find myself disagreeing with Cindy about, and one just came up again. On Monday, Cindy said that because she has to pay for wars which she does not agree with, that others should be forced to pay for things which they do not agree with as well. Where does reciprocal abuse end?
Let's stop there. What is reciprocal abuse?
It means you back and forth. In other words, if I don't want to do something, you don't want to do something, we agree that we'll both support each other in not doing anything.
Okay.
I think that's the context here. The correct path is to help one another fight these abuses. If we do not have such empathy for each other, the logical end is everyone imprisoning everyone else. Federal, state, and local government spending already makes up 40% of the economy. Just how much more imprisoning do people think we can afford? When Bernie Sanders answers that, he makes me want to do grievous bodily damage to myself with an anvil. Signed, John.
That's kind of a funny illustration.
Then we were talking about State Representative Sims yesterday and his accosting of the woman in front of the abortion clinic in Philadelphia.
Repeatedly saying, shame
right.
on
and
you.
And, of course, Chris defended him, saying he wasn't doing anything wrong, even though the state statute makes it clear he was guilty of harassment. And one of our texters says, if Chris had been accosted like this woman was, he would have an entirely different opinion. I bet just another Chris double standard. Oh, I think there's a period there. He would have a different opinion, I bet. Period. Just another Chris double standard.
All right, and here's somebody else's view on that topic.
In this video, State Rep. Brian Sims says he'll pay his followers $100 if they're able to dox three teenage girls he films who are quietly praying outside a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic. How is this guy still allowed to be on Twitter? FYI, doxing is a search for and publishing the private and identifying information about a particular individual on the internet, typically with malicious intent.
Signed, Mike. Yeah, done to irritate the people that get...
Doxed. So why doxing? Where did that word come from?
I have no idea. Maybe to document what their personal contact information
right.
is?
And then going back to the discussion we had about the 12th Congressional District race, Tom says, I must say that your argument yesterday on Fred Keller and Club for Growth was extremely weak. Just because a person or group endorses your campaign doesn't mean you must accept it. Fred Keller had the right and still does to not accept that endorsement. He can say that he does not share their platform, he wants his picture taken down, and he is under no obligation to accept the funds. Fred chose not to take any of these actions. Therefore, he is in the back pocket of Club for Growth, as was discussed at the start of the show. Ironically, the writer is the one who discussed it. I can't see how a common sense, rational person could see it any other way. Life is full of choices. Fred made his. Voters will have to judge his actions. I've made mine. Fred Keller does not get my vote. And the argument we were having, the discussion, was just because somebody is endorsed by an organization doesn't mean they accept everything the organization stands for. I mean, let's say I'm running for an office and you endorse me, but you say, well, I don't like your position on X. A classic example would be Chris Carney. You know, I'd make no bones about the fact he was a Democrat and I supported him. Did I like his vote on Obamacare? Not particularly, but that wasn't the only reason I voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the problem today is we assume that just because somebody says, I'll support you, that they agree with you 100% or you agree with them 100%.
Well,
it doesn't work that way.
And Mr. Friedenberg also says that the Club for Growth cleared the field in the primary so that Fred could get the nomination. So that means they somehow controlled Tom Marino and the Republican leaders. Now, at some point during the campaign, prior to the Republican conference that nominated Fred, all of the individuals who were the conferees got letters saying that the person who was going to be nominated, I forget his name now, up in the Northern Tier as a state representative, but that was like the party's chosen person to get this nomination, that he had been involved in spousal abuse earlier, as evidenced in some PFAs that had been filed by his ex-wife. So I guess the assumption would be the Club for Growth sent out those letters and that's how they were clearing the field for Fred.
Well, the Club for Growth didn't assault anybody's wife, you know, so if the man had personal problems or issues that came up, that's not the Club for Growth's fault, is it?
No, but it's an interesting accusation. I'm just wondering if that's what they're talking about, that that's who authored the letters and sent them out to make sure that all the conferees knew who the...
Actually, I thought the letters were sent out by the woman's son. As I recall the story,
the letter
that broke
is from
the
son. Well, the son could be, you know, the son's probably in the Club for Growth. But
right. That's all.
Well, no, that's
conspiracy
the assumption
by the Club for Growth.
Right. Well, that's right. That, precisely. That's the preposterous.
What are these puppet masters behind the scenes pulling the strings, and all of us Republicans are dancing?
Well, and Vladimir Putin's a member of the Club for Growth, so maybe he's the maestro puppeteer.
Well, I thought you were not in favor of conspiracy theories. What
not
about the Illuminati? Where do you stand on that? The Protocols of Zion. You have an opinion?
I got to bone up on that. That's the second time in 48 hours somebody mentioned the Illuminati. I forget who they are, other than the arrogant elitists of the world.
Well, if you believe in them, you need to put some tinfoil over your head right away.
Oh, okay. Well, oh, that'll keep them out. All right. 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. One of our listeners says, good morning. The fact that President Trump has not paid any taxes for 8 years and wrote off $1 million in losses should be enough to change the minds of voters in the next election, says Bob.
Said all those people are accusing him of using the office to get rich. They must be wrong. Huh?
Well, I will say this about the president when he was campaigning. He has broken one campaign promise. He promised he would reform election laws, and then he did just the opposite. You know, when they passed the Republican tax cuts that increased reduced the tax burden for the wealthy. It did change the tax burden for the middle class. There's no argument about that. But it didn't reform laws. It just lowered tax rates for individuals, and that's a good thing. That much as he said he would do. But he also said he would stop being a corporate person and be a person for the people. So he would stop, or he would start fighting for closing these loopholes that allow people to not pay taxes.
Yes, and then several of the Democratic candidates, first thing they're going to do is repeal those Trump tax cuts.
Right.
You know, but look at the economy. Look at how it's booming. The growth that President Obama predicted would never come back in economic jobs and other things. All of a sudden, we have all this economic prosperity.
Okay.
There are more jobs than there are people to fill them.
You got to stop using your get out of trouble card with the Obama card.
Well, I'm sorry.
He's done. He doesn't even have his library yet, so there's nothing that President Obama's influencing in the government right now.
No, I disagree. It was him who started the investigation into the Trump campaign.
Oh, you mean in the Russian collusion?
Right.
Was that not aggressive enough then that it's taken this long to get to the bottom of it?
I don't know, but he didn't do enough to warn everybody.
Okay, one more email, and then we'll take a break.
EB says, I guess it's now painfully clear why dear leader doesn't want to make his tax returns public, despite many lies saying that he would do it. The New York Times reports that Trump lost more than $1 billion over the course of the decade. $1 billion! That's more than any other individual American citizen. So for all the people who say Trump should be president because, quote, the country needs to be run like a business, unquote, well, we've got ourselves one horribly incompetent businessman running the company. Country, rather. So much winning. Signed, EB.
Well, he lost billions, but he probably made billions. Or he lost a billion, but he probably made billions, right?
Well, if I could lose $1 billion and still be living his lifestyle, I'd say I was doing pretty good. Well,
but is that...
I would be in big trouble if I lost 100,000.
Is that true, though?
What?
That if you can lose $1 billion in one business, but in some businesses, but gain $1 billion in others, that's how you get to be a billionaire.
That's a good question.
All right, let's take a quick break. 1-800-795-9565 is the Hometown Pharmacy's toll-free line. You can email us at onthemarketwkok.com and text us at 70236.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show. On the mark, we got about 7 minutes left and two callers, 3 minutes each. We start out with Chris.
Yeah, I'm tired of those wild-eyed Republicans telling me every drug I like they can make illegal.
That's what they want to do.
They already have.
No, that's true.
But in any case. Yesterday, no, you still are wrong on the legality on the
harassment,
whatever
it's
was.
Right there in the code, Chris. Following someone around in a public place,
yes,
it's right there.
Let's just imagine, for instance, that there was a police officer there, and she went over to the police officer, and what would the policeman do? Would he arrest him? No. He'd tell her to get away from her and leave her alone. And then if he didn't do it, he'd be disobeying a policeman's order, and therefore he could probably be arrested. Whether he'd be convicted is still somewhat up in the air. And your blithe assertion that he could be convicted on that is nonsense.
Well, I hate to tell you, the law was written by the government or by the legislators, and that's what they said would happen. It's written right there. It lists any one of about 10 different things.
It happens all the time. People don't get arrested.
Well, I'll tell you what, Chris, you follow me around somewhere, and I'll call a cop, and we'll see what happens to you.
Hey, tell me to leave. Very simple.
But what have you done? Do you think that guy would have left? You think Sims would have left? Absolutely not.
Oh, now, see, now you're convicting him on what you imagine he might do.
Well, he was obviously there to raise money for Planned Parenthood.
Your argument reeks of desperation. That's
I hate to tell you. Yours reeks of insincerity, but that's all right. We'll keep on going.
What do you mean insincerity? There's nothing insincere there.
Yes, there is.
It was I who was pointing out the double standard.
you think this guy was there, and if she had said to him, go away, he would have. Now, that's not you're not sincere about that. You know darn well he wouldn't have gone away.
All right, 30 more seconds,
no,
Chris.
No, I do not know that. But if she wanted to create a legal basis to have him arrested, that's what she would have done.
Well, she was being the better person. She was allowing him his right to free speech.
Oh, she's a wonderful person. She prays on the sidewalk all day long as she keeps moving, right? Doesn't block the sidewalk.
It's her right.
I didn't say it wasn't.
Okay.
If you're it's being silly about this.
No, I'm not. I think he had every right to be there, but when he turned it into a commercial for Planned Parenthood and continued his harassment of the woman, he could have made his point in 15 seconds and moved on. But he chose to follow her around for 9 minutes, yelling shame, 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 and trying to raise money for Planned Parenthood. That was his motive.
As long as she was still protesting, and that was his right to do.
All right, we got you, Chris. Thank you so much for calling in. All right, next caller. 3 minutes goes to Lance. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Okay, that guy in Philadelphia just gave lots of folks another reason to be pro-life. But anyway, that's what I called about. The lies that Biden put forth just in his first couple of spots for his campaign, you might as well say, were amazing. After saying good people on both sides, which was exactly what the president said, he qualified that, though. See, there were people there that, like my sister, was part of, and they were like the historical society people that wanted to keep that for that reason. They were good people. But this is our president's exact words. Very fine people on both sides. I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis or the white nationalists, because they should be condemned totally. Now, how did they carry that in the news? And that's really what he said. And then about a whisper of scandal? Goodness gracious, that mess with the IRS was amazing. The lady, of course, retired, you know, with full benefits and everything, cost the taxpayers, and this is a journal article, about $160-some-odd million to pay the folks who were denied their tax-exempt status. Now, how much do you think it would have influenced the election had those folks had their exemptions and been able to go out knocking on doors, you know, to raise awareness for Trump? Nobody will ever know that, for sure. And Fast and Furious, well, there's at least that we can document 11 people, possibly more, one of which was a border guard who was killed by one of the weapons that Fast and Furious sent down to Mexico, you know, to get into the hands of bad guys. People got killed. People got killed in Benghazi.
Okay.
But nobody got killed in this so-called trumped-up Trump stuff with the Russians. Nobody. There were no lives lost. And when Holder got to Congress to testify, he said, well, what he said was he was the wingman for the president, which is what now the current, now what the current attorney general is being accused of and condemned for. Holder said it right out in his testimony, and then clammed up. They held him in contempt of Congress.
They ran a nice summary this morning of all the Democrats who came forth when Eric Holder was held in contempt of Congress, saying what a terrible thing it was. Now they're screaming like mad to find the current AG in contempt of Congress.
Tomorrow on The Mark, Mr. Ben Reichle will be in the catbird seat. Steve Kushiloff going to be the Democratic foil who will be here to speak reason to power.
Maybe they can read some of the texts we got and didn't have time for.
Texts and emails still pending. Yep. Thank you, everybody, for participating in today's On the Mark. This is WDKOK Sunbury.